This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has a pesticide residue monitoring program. And you need to hear the statistics that really do substantiate food safety. I'll talk about them after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
The International Food Information Council Foundation every year does a survey of consumers to see what we are concerned about. And the 2018 Food and Health Survey identified carcinogens, or cancer-causing chemicals in food, as a leading consumer food safety concern. And the International Food Information Council Foundation says that apprehension is at the heart of several trends that are swaying consumer purchasing patterns. And the council also says that's why the Food and Drug Administration's recently issued pesticide residue monitoring report deserves greater attention. In the council survey, the International Food and Information Council, the consumers ranked the most important food safety issues today, and the majority listed foodborne illness as first. Then they listed carcinogens, or cancer-causing chemicals in food, or the general category, chemicals in food. And then there was the category pesticides and pesticide residues. And when asked if they changed eating habits due to their top food safety concerns, those who said yes listed carcinogens or cancer-causing chemicals as the principal driver. Well, the council says that's why the report from the Food and Drug Administration merits more attention. The FDA's Pesticide Residue Monitoring Program. The council says it clearly demonstrates that those consumer fears basically are unfounded. The FDA tested for 711 pesticides and industrial chemicals. They tested more than 7,400 food samples. And the FDA said the results were consistent with the findings from previous years. 99% of the samples from domestic food products and 90% of those from imported foods complied with federal standards. I'll be back after this.